As Space Shuttle Atlantis orbits the Earth on NASA's last shuttle mission, it's worth remembering that this high-tech spaceship is also, in many ways, homemade. 5 years ago, we introduced you to a few of the workers who made key parts of NASA's shuttles by hand. They used everyday tools like sewing needles and X-Acto knives. Now that the shuttle program is ending, NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce decided to revisit those people, see how their lives have changed now that the shuttles no longer need them.
When my colleague David Kestenbaum visited Florida's Kennedy Space Center back in 2006, he walked into a factory-like room. There, he saw women sewing what looked like small, white, quilted blankets. They were thermal blankets, part of the heat shield that protects the shuttle during its fiery reentry. One of the workers was Teresa Haygood.
What are you doing there?
I'm threading a bobbin.
Is it special thread?
Oh, yeah. Made out of glass.
It's made out of glass?
Mm-hmm. Everything we have in here is made out of glass.
With the glass thread, she could sew heat-resistant cloth into precise shapes that would fit onto the shuttle like pieces of an elaborate jigsaw puzzle. But when I went to Florida a few weeks ago, I couldn't meet up with Teresa Haygood at the Space Center. She left that job last year. She says it was clear that the days of shuttle making were coming to an end.
Well, the timing was right for me for things going on in my family and my life, and so I just went ahead and took one of the early layoffs.
I met her in the town of Titusville, which is right across the Indian River from the Space Center. We stood on a pier and looked across the water. In the distance, we could see the big vehicle assembly building where NASA used to put its shuttles together. Haygood remembers her old job as being both challenging and meaningful.
When you're making something for flight, you know, you're always thinking about the, you know, the people that this is going to protect. And so you're really very conscious of how you're making it and your measurements and everything, because you know that you might have somebody's life in your hand.
The job used skills she'd been perfecting since she was a child.
I kind of taught myself, and I'd follow my grandmother around, bug her for needle and thread all the time. she got tired of it, but I started out making Barbie clothes, and then I found out making people clothes was a lot easier, so I just went from there.
To tailoring, upholstery, drapes, and eventually to the job that took sewing to the level of rocket science. Her father had worked for the Apollo program. Haygood applied and reapplied until the Space Shuttle program finally hired her. She stayed there for more than 8 years. Haygood says she's been looking for jobs online, even at jobs in other states. It's a tough job market, especially around the Space Center.
There's always things that I can do. I always find something to do. I can always take care of myself. I'm not worried about that, really.
The building where Haygood used to work is called the Thermal Protection System Facility. Its rooms are still full of equipment, not just old sewing machines, but things like ovens for baking space shuttle tiles. The manager here is Martin Wilson. He's with a NASA contractor called United Space Alliance. When he gave NPR a tour 5 years ago, about 100 people worked here. Now there's only half that.
And we'll be going down to just 20 after July.
So from 50 to 20?
Yes, from 50 to 20.
The early layoffs were mostly voluntary buyouts, like Teresa Haygood's, but not these last ones.
Some of these folks have been with us a very, very long time. A huge number have been here over 20 years, and they're extremely good at what they do. These are people who've spent the majority of their careers working towards something that now simply is going away through no fault of their own.
Wilson has been here for over 2 decades himself, and says he'll stick around for, quote, as long as they will let him. He worries that as people go, so will all their knowledge and experience, making it harder to create heat shields for any future spaceships.
What we do is anything but mainstream. I mean, there are simply not thermal protection system manufacturers, down every high street in the country. If we're going to maintain a manned spaceflight program, we are going to need the skills that we have in this building.
One worker who's been told he can stay in the building is Damon Petty. When we last met him 5 years ago, he was putting tape on a shuttle tile, getting ready to apply a special coating. He still does that kind of work.
I'm just so happened to be one of the lucky ones, I guess, to hang around.
He's not sure exactly what heat shields he'll be working on next. NASA is developing a new space capsule that will need tiles, and there may be work to do for commercial space companies.
Whatever they need to be done, hopefully I can be a part of it.
He says after 22 years, it still thrilled him to know that shuttle tiles he helped make went up into space.
It's just amazing that, you know, it's been in the orbit and it returns, and hey, I'm proud to say I did that.
He says he won't just miss the shuttles, but also his coworkers.
Coming into work and not seeing those faces and the experience and talent that was in this building is going to be different. It's going to really have a big effect.
Do you know folks who have already left? Have they been able to find stuff to do?
No, I'm not sure. I know of a few that's relocated, moved out of the state, that's gotten jobs. But around here, I really don't know of many that has jobs around this area still.
My last day will be July the 22nd.
When NPR first spoke with Betty Smith, she was working in the sewing room. The day I visited, she was still there, stitching a spare part in case Atlantis needed to be repaired before launch. Smith has worked here for over 21 years. She hopes to go back to school, maybe do something in the medical field.
I'm not quite old enough to retire, so I'm still going to have to go in a different direction, I guess. But it's doable. It's possible. There's life after the Space Center. You know, there really is.
But there's also a sadness.
The shuttle fleets, you know, the shuttles that we have helped build, they've been a part of our lives for so long, so it's personal to us. And just the fact that it's all going away is just like, I don't know, losing your kid. You know, your kid moving away to college, and you know they're gone, and things are never going to be the same. I think things won't be the same, you know, without looking up and seeing a shuttle go off. It just won't be the same.
She says it feels like a great loss, not just for her and all the other people who have built the space shuttles, but for the whole country. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.